Welcome to the boardroom of transformation. This is Successful Chaos, and I'm your host, Brian Sarf. This is where we help high-achieving wealth creators organize the madness, grow the value, and exit with purpose. Around here, we believe in an abundance mindset, one that multiplies freedom, impact, and legacy. And we're building a wow community, work optional wealth, for those who want more than just success. They want significance. Today, we're going to talk about the value, the ladder of transformation, step three on value acceleration. And we have a value gap assessment that you can take. There's a link on our podcast page. There should be a link that you can click on, and you'll be able to go take the assessment and really get an idea from a buyer's perspective. Is your business on track for an exit at some point? Now, exit planning is just good business strategy. Not everybody wants to sell tomorrow, but we want to plan it out. We want to plan out in 3 to 5 years or 10 years, or some might have an accelerated time frame of 1 to 3 years where they want to go in and they want to sell their business and they want to make an exit. It's the biggest check most people will receive in their lifetime when they sell their business. And your business means so much to you for what you've built. And so from a buyer's perspective, are they interested in buying it? Are they interested in purchasing it? And where you might look at what we call exit readiness for a business is also buyer attractiveness. And is the company ready to be ready to be purchased? So the value assessment is we want to make sure that you know your potential value and that you see your risks. Most business owners just focus on the financial piece, which obviously is super important because without money, without cash flow, businesses die. Cash flow is oxygen for a business. But we want to know from a buyer's perspective, what are they worried about? What are the risks in the business that maybe you don't see that the buyer's going to look at? So when we go through this this assessment, it'll take you about 15 minutes, and it's just an opinion from a buyer's perspective. Is your business ready? You'll get an email comes to us, that we'll deliver the report to you. It takes about 15 minutes to walk through it with you, and we'll be able to help you see how you're benchmarked against your industry, what a buyer sees from their perspective on your company. It's a three-phase approach on the value gap assessment. So the first one is, are your goals? And we're going to want you to tell us about what you see in the future, how you want to exit, what do you think your company's worth? Then we're going to measure the what we call the gap and the risk. What's the profit gap, the value gap that's in your company? We're going to look at your operations, your business and your ownership, marketing and competition, and regulatory and legal. And then last is the value. We're going to look at the industry you're in and put all of that together to provide this value assessment report. Some of the questions you might run into there are, when do you think you might want to potentially exit your business? What do you think your business is worth today? Is your business, do you have a high barrier to entry? Do you have a lot of competitors? Is it hard to get into your business or easy to get into your business? If you lost your top three customers, would the whole business just fail to exist? I know some business owners only have a couple of clients that are the majority of their revenue and income, and that's a big deal. Especially if it's a handshake agreement, better if you have a long-term contract in place. But those are some of the questions you'll see. And then one of the last ones that you'll see on there is, what do you want the business to be worth when you exit? And how far away are you from that growth? When you go through the goals section, you not only want to have an exit in mind, but you want to maximize your enterprise value. And because exit planning is just good business, as you go through an exit planning process, your business becomes easier to run. It becomes easier to predict. You have better KPIs. You make sure you got the right team in place and that. And so we're going to go through some of those questions in the value gap to see if you have a clear vision of where you want to go and what the key components in building a business for exit are. When you think about getting ready for an exit, we call getting ready, there's three legs to the stool. That there's the business attractiveness piece. Is your business attractive to a buyer? Number two, are you and is your business financially ready? And then three, are you personally ready? Do you have all your personal plans in place? Do you know what you're going to do after work? Do you have a purpose in there? Do you have some of those things thought through? And we want to make sure that all three of those components are tidied up together and work in harmony to drive the value of your business. The next section is going to be on gap and risk. And when you build a business with your exit in mind, you want it to be easier to run and identify the areas where you have gaps for improvement to drive up the value of your company. But also, if we drop the risk down, we can begin to move up the multiples. And so we want to do both of those together to drive up the value of your company. We want to be able to build it so you can scale and begin to identify some of the risks and gaps and opportunities that are in your business from an overview standpoint that are going to need to be addressed to get your company ready to go on a roadmap to an exit. In section three, on the value section, we're going to put out a current value estimate for your business based on your inputs in there. We'll benchmark you against your industry and see how you compare to your peers. And then also, we're going to lay out some clarity on how to maximize value on the questions that you go through the assessment. On the value portion of it, one of the gaps that we want to address and begin to put in place is how much value do you need to create in your business to achieve your goals? So if you have, you know, $1 million saved outside of your business, and you want to be, and you need $3 million. Obviously, your business needs to net after tax $2 million. And so we want to find out, is that possible to do so that when you sell your company, you have the $3 million to live on or to do whatever's next in your life? And then how much of that value is from scale? How much of it is from profit? And how much is it from non-financial aspects? Most of the business owners we work with, non-financial is the biggest gap that they have and where we do the most amount of work. That's most entrepreneurs ignore it. And it's okay. And it's what we work on. It's what we love to do and help close some of those gaps. Because at the end of the day, when you take the value gap assessment and really begin to see that first step of where your business is and where you're at, that we don't want the market to determine the value of your business. We want you to determine it. We want you to decide what it is by working on all of the items in the background, working through the financial, the non-financial aspects, and really, you know, tidy up where that value gap assessment is headed to. So who's driving your bus? Here's a question I ask myself every morning. Hey, Brian, who's driving your bus today? You've got a busload of emotions riding with you. Frustration, gratitude, fear, joy, discipline, procrastination. They're all there, but only one gets the wheel. Most people never stop to ask who's in control. They just let the loudest voice steer the bus. But that's not freedom. That's autopilot. In my world, whether I'm coaching clients or leading my family, intentionality is the currency. When you choose who's driving your bus, you change your direction. You change your outcome. That's how you build a day that moves you closer to your goals instead of spinning your wheels. I'm Brian Sarf. Live today intelligently motivated with an abundance mindset. I'm the host of the Successful Chaos podcast and a guide for leaders who want their time, money, and purpose all pulling in the same direction. To learn more, visit IntelliSense.com. IntelliSense.com or call us at 913-653-8783. I appreciate you joining me today for the value gap assessment as we have it available to you. There's a link that you can click here below the podcast to go take the assessment to see where you're at and look from a buyer's perspective. Are you on the path of building a phenomenal business that at some point you'll be able to exit or pass on to your kids through succession planning? Let's make the second half of your life the most powerful chapter yet. Your amazing life of significance starts here.